Mr. Boone present?
Yes, sir. Do you want me to stand up?
Yep, come on up to the...
Is that your stuff?
My name is Dan Boone. I'm the agent representing R.E. Gems, the Sluder family.
Are you here for classification change?
I am. This was a neighborhood that was platted shortly after the lake went in the early 60s, and my clients inherited the property, didn't know anything about it, and got to looking, and it's been zoned as residential, although there's been absolutely no development. There's no roads, there's no sewer, there's no water, there's nothing out there. It's just a remote piece of land.
So it's residential, and you're seeking what, ag?
Yeah, my recommendation was for him to vacate the plat, and he didn't want to do that, so I was just requesting a taxing change from residential to agricultural.
The process that we've used on that in the past, it's no problem for any place where there's undeveloped streets or anything like that. If you get around close to a road or something like that with some open ground that can be used as pasture land, well, there's no problem with that if they're cutting hay or doing anything like that on it. We don't have to. Can you? Is that? Have you got an outline on it already? I can't see it.
Yeah, this here's one of the small plats. It's. I can't.
I can outline it for you if you'd like.
Sure.
It's all this area.
Okay.
How's the terrain there? It's pretty rough, isn't it?
Ugly.
That's up there behind it.
Yeah, there's no hay, there's no pasture. I mean, you might pick some walnuts and that's about it.
No roads either.
No roads. No roads to get to it. Closest road would be the bottom of Joseph. I believe that's the name of the road, the real steep one. Jeff, that I think you did some development over there.
Down here by Sunset and State?
It would be off of 165 across from College of the Ozarks.
Up high is where
above, it would be north of the property.
But it's not even connected.
Oh, I see Joseph.
So any plan?
This would be the closest access point to get to the property down here.
The other part, is that a utility easement? Is that what that is, the clear part?
I don't know, but it sort of looks like that might be a utility easement for either a sewer line or electrical line. I don't know, though.
It's pretty treacherous back there. There's no access whatsoever.
I've been all over it.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, how do you want it? What do you think about how we are to treat if he sold it? Has there any lots been sold off the thing as far as?
You know, I don't know if there has been or not. I haven't been involved in any sales. And again, my clients inherited the property. They haven't sold anything. It's possible that some could have been sold by their parents sometime back in the 60s or 70s. I don't know.
Right. None for sale, not right now.
There are none for sale now, no.
I think if we have other heavily wooded areas that are zoned, or the classification is agriculture, there's clearly no development going to be going on that. If it ever did happen, then and there was roads back there, I think that could be, the assessor could go back and reassess that, but it doesn't look like, it looks pretty simple to me. Has there been other wooded land that's had the classification of agriculture?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's also some that's residential, too.
Depends it's called what?
Depends on where it lays. That's the only thing that I would think that might even be close to residential is that portion right up there. Go all the way up, move right on up. If you squared off the lots that are from that point on that are the road and the other road that comes down, is that a road or a high line that's on the left-hand side of that?
That is a high line. That's not a road.
Okay.
There are no roads to access the property.
Okay. Well, let's just ag it all, and then, like you said, if there's any development whatsoever, then we can go back in and...
If we were to do a development, I'll request that he vacate the existing plans, and we'll come back with a new plan, because it's a non-conforming development right now. The residential lots that were platted don't meet R1 requirements for Tannehill County.
Yeah. Down where you show that road where there is a few houses or something down there, I can't even see. Is that over by the college, you said?
Down here?
Probably go up.
Way up there.
Yeah.
There's
houses around.
Yes.
It's steep.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Is it included in this, the POV Inc?
There were three properties that were a part of the same family, same estate, but they were under a different name, and I included those three parcels with this request.
Okay.
And you're requesting them all to go to?
Yeah, they all are what were originally supposed to be Holiday Haven, I believe, is what they were going to call it.
So 140, so it's 108 to 140.
106.
106.
106.
106 to 1. And no structures on any of this?
No structures, no improvements.
All right, I make a motion that we change the classification to agriculture, agricultural land as requested on BOE numbers 106 to 140.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you.
Did I, Hunter, I met you one time, I told that there's another dam down in Edge, Arkansas, that done some development.
Yeah.
And worked with.
Well, you can't hardly walk down the street without running into a Dan Boone around here. There's not.
Well, I knew a Daniel Boone one time, I had a coonskin cap.
Tell you I've got one, but I don't wear it out in public. I just wear it around.
You just need me to Davy Crockett, and then you'd have a partner.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. So where are we at on 2016-141? Is that our next one?
It's teleconference.
At
we got an in-person, teleconference.
We can go to the assessor stuff. And it's not all plugged in. Have you guys got all the stuff Chuck's going to present?
Well, you got
it. I sent it over there on your desk this morning.
And they're numbered.
We put a red number on there, that way we knew which ones you were talking about.
Sorry. I see a stack here, but I know nothing about them. Probably.
Do you want to do that? Go to the assessor stuff since we have time?
Sure. Was it on the book or was it at the tail end?
It's at the very tail end. It won't be in your... You have a back page.
Right.
This property is brought by the assessor.
It's on the back page.
Yeah.
Properties brought to BOE by assessor.
We didn't have time to enter it into the system.
I understand most of them is like splits and things like that.
Well, the one we tried to do yesterday was pretty complicated. The reason we got away from them.
Those are grouped. I know they're grouped by splits, they're grouped by, what was the other?
Flood.
Grouped by flood, and then there was like two or three others. But they're, they should be.
Occupancy.
I can't remember what the other ones were again. There's like two or three that were different, but there was a whole stack that was just the flood.
That's just trash.
Okay. So why don't you hand those to me?
Okay, here's the way we do those on the flood. We just take a, whatever the assessor's recommendation is on the flood deal. I hope those aren't.
Why don't you just look at them, Danny? Because that's what I looked at them and they marked them as flood. And I don't know any more about them than that.
I hope they're not like what we talked about this morning is what I'm saying. You know.
I know all about them.
Is there any of those that's in the Empire District electric deal?
Yes.
In these?
Yes. I wouldn't know that. No. The land's already been adjusted prior to pretty much what we're doing is depreciating the structures.
Okay. If you were depreciating the structures, I'm fine with it. If you're going to do the land, I'm not going to mess with it because
the land,
of these
land
girls.
Is already done.
These are structures then.
Yep.
What you're saying.
Yep.
There's a boat dock here on that one. Is that flood damage yet too? Or is that just part of the structure?
That's just part of the of the. I think the boat dock was fine there. Yeah, those right there are all down on that fire ground. That one is too.
It's Foggy River Road there. I'll just pass these down and let you guys look at them. I'm not going to touch anything that's got any land on the discussion that we had with the lady this morning about the property itself, because I still think that's a court decision to be made. I mean, that's just the way I feel about it. As a matter of fact, I've talked to two different attorneys says that's what it is. Just because you have a decision on one piece of property doesn't mean that you have a decision on every piece of property and with one owner. So we can't. But these, what I'm understanding, these are structures that are changed because of the flooding on that property.
That's how they were given to us.
Yeah. So if you find anything different in there, lay it out the side, but yeah, I looked at it. Most of it's.
You want to show Danny the splits while we're looking at these?
And the way we've done this in the past is we take a motion to approve Exhibit A, and we mark everything in that particular stack as Exhibit A approval. Then we go through the next group of them. If you find anything in there that you don't want to even hear, you lay it to the side.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, we don't, but
there was no land values changed on none of the floods.
So these are just lowering the values based upon
flood damage.
Flood damage. And that you went in and you had reassessed or went in and looked at again based on the fact that the flooding had happened recently, you're lowering it to X.
That's right.
Okay, and you just need our approval of what you had already done your homework on. Is that correct?
Because these were done after book was closed.
Okay.
Am I looking at that right? That's what they've lowered to that.
Well.
And because it's 16.
That's structure value, total value, land value.
Okay.
That's the assessed value.